for you.
Slane was amazing because you see, first the helicopter in was great, and then you're, you know, you're excited to play, but then you get in front of this audience. It's like nuts and crazy. And, you know, we're, I mean, a lot of the Bon Jovi songs are songs from my youth. So just, I've done Living on a Prayer. I've played it maybe 250 times, and I still get goosebumps.
Do you get tired of touring though?
I get tired of being away from my family, but being on stage is something that was meant to be, you know. I feel blessed that I get to do this.
So how long is this tour? How long are you going to be touring?
Oh, it's short. It's and funny, we're only out for 2 months,
okay.
But we have a little week off, and I'm meeting my family. At Disney World, Orlando.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah.
No, I said...
There's a happy ending.
Baby, you know I'm going to be a zombie for three days, right?
Yeah.
Do you have little... Like, what age?
5 and 3.
Ah, brilliant.
And they love Disney.
They must worship you.
My daughter is a princess.
Yeah.
And she's got all the dresses.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And what's that John Bon Jovi fella like to work with?
Well, I got to admit, in the beginning, when I was helping out, I got a different Bon Jovi than anybody else. Like, I feel like... Because I was saving the day every day. I felt like if I didn't come, then everybody would have went home and been bummed. So I got that John Bon Jovi. And then I made a dire mistake at the Hyde Park show in London when I went into a different song than everybody else.
Oh,
and then
I'm
I got
loving.
The full-blown Bon Jovi.
I'm here. And when you say that, did he turn to you on stage? Did he F you out of it?
Oh, it was... But it was warranted. I made it. That was a terrible mistake because I was so used to the set list.
Yeah.
And then he snuck this song in between these two. And I glanced at it quickly and went into the next one. And everybody went into that one.
Yeah.
The problem is the songs from the musos, the songs are like a semitone apart. One was an F sharp, one was a G.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounded Arabic.
Yeah.
And
how you're like,
Sorry, I have a piano at home. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
So I was a lead singer and bongo player in Napoleon's wig. We were a 2-week sensation. Sorry, go ahead.
I love that. 2 week sensation.
2 week sensation.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to use that for my next tour.
It's the name of my autobiography.
Do you spend your downtime together as a band, or is it really nice just get away from each other?
Both. Like, we'll go do dinner. The other day, we all went to see Rocket Man in a theater in Estonia, which was great because we had the whole theater with the crew and everything.
Yeah, it's not as cool.
Did you get any inspiration from the costumes for the new tour?
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing the wings tonight.
What band would you have loved to be in if you weren't in John Bon Jovi?
My own band. I mean, I love Bon Jovi. I love AC/DC. I love Zeppelin. But I want to be in the audience. When I go see Guns N' Roses, I want to be in the audience. When I go see anybody, you know.
Mm.
I saw Black Sabbath a bunch of times. I mean, these are the bands I grew up with, and I prefer watching them instead of, hey, can you fill in?
Right,
And the thing is I was tired of being a side guy in the beginning, but then when John Bon Jovi calls, John Bon Jovi calls.
And John Bon Jovi calls.
No,
he calls.
When John Bon Jovi calls, you're like, oh, hold on a second. I'm at Trader Joe's, and you're like, oh, it's John Bon Jovi. What's up, Johnny?
Very loudly, you answer the phone.
Exactly. So it's one of those things. It's